We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Got a busy show here today. A lot of activities being previewed, and we're going to talk about Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I've got Karen Hibbert here, Executive Director of the Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me. It's always exciting. It means it's a new month when you invite me in to talk.
Yeah, it's cooling off a little bit. It's starting to feel like fall.
Absolutely, and I heard on my way over that it's National Taco Day.
That it is, yes. National Taco Day, a great day to celebrate.
Absolutely. As we gear up for K-State football this weekend, you begin to see the town being abuzz. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, we have completed the third quarter. The year is rapidly coming to an end. And what does that mean for us as a Convention and Visitors Bureau, as a community? It is time for us to begin to do our reporting. Next Tuesday night at the City Commission will be a work session. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau, with our Steering Committee Chairman, Ben Siegel, we will be presenting to the City Commission how well Manhattan has been performing as a community with our hotel occupancy, with our activities throughout the third quarter. And I think you would agree with me and our listeners would agree that our community is busy no matter what time of the year people come into our community.
Can you give us any early peeks into what quarter
three
was like?
Sure. I always like to start with our STAR report. And unfortunately, with the timing, I can only get us through August.
Okay.
But it has been an interesting year. Our August, compared to August in past years, we are really holding steady. We, through August, our hotel occupancy was about 64%. Previous year, we were at 63%, so you can see we're just really holding steady. We see that bump a little bit, obviously, as football and fall scheduling begins to take into place. But one of the things that I always like to show and highlight is, and each quarter, what our busiest week of the year is. And do you want to take a guess, Brandon, July through September, what the busiest week of the year might have been?
I'm going to guess it was probably the week that students were moving into campus.
Well, that's a great guess, but that's not right.
Oh, okay.
Our busiest week this for the third quarter was the week of July 21st through the 27th. So we had a 72.7% occupancy that week. When you think about that, you think July, a lot of people are taking vacations. What causes that? Well, I would like to share with our listeners that year-round, Manhattan is a meeting destination, and we hosted a bevy of meetings, anything from the Heartland Square Dancers Association to a multiple different conferences that were held throughout that week that made July 21st through the 27th our busiest week during the third quarter. So stay tuned when I wrap up the fourth quarter at the end of December. It will be interesting to see because football certainly affects that, as well as it's also heavy conference and season from September or October on. So,
is that traditionally, not being a Manhattan native, is that traditionally the busiest quarter of the year?
Fourth quarter? No, it's either second or fourth quarter. Yes,
okay.
are the two, and again, it depends on how our conferences are doing.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Karen Hibbert, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. What are some other conventions that are coming up?
Sure. Well, October certainly we don't want to stand on our laurels at all. We've got some conferences that will be happening here in October. We've got Kansas Bankers will be here. We've got a pet food forum that will be here. We're hosting the Kansas Speech, Language, and Hearing Association. So, again, just a variety of conferences that our office is working with directly and that will affect people coming in and utilizing our facilities here. I also wanted to share with our listeners that our Convention and Visitors Bureau staff is an excellent staff. We have Marcia Roselle serves as our Sports, Leisure, and Smurf Market sales manager, and we have recently added George Kant as our convention sales manager. George is returning to Manhattan. He grew up here. Many of you will know his family. We're very pleased to have George on staff with us, and his task is working with associations, corporate business, and government business. And so with a knowledge and a passion for the community of Manhattan, what our offerings are and how to entice those specific meetings to the community. I think you'll be delighted with him. And also, Anna Kozak is our service coordinator, and Anna does a great job once those meetings are sold of servicing those conferences. And you might go, well, what does servicing mean? Well, that servicing means having welcome bags, name tags, making sure they have the correct assistance at registration. So if you are charged with planning a meeting here in Manhattan, Kansas, we certainly encourage you to contact our office. We can help you with finding the right location and putting the final touches on your meeting for you.
What, in your mind, makes Manhattan an attractive place for folks to have their conventions?
That's a great question. One of the things that makes Manhattan different from other communities across the state of Kansas is our walkability. Whether you are having a meeting downtown at the Manhattan Conference Center, or if you are hosting a meeting that you are utilizing the hotels that surround the university, the Holiday Inn at the campus, or the Bluemont, the proximity to be able to walk, to do shopping, dining, recreation in the evening, we are much different than any other venues across the state of Kansas. That makes one reason for that. The other fact that makes Manhattan an attractive community is the fact that we are home to Kansas State University. Certainly, ability to have speakers to tap into the knowledge that is at Kansas State University. Also for the fact that many of our associations that are statewide associations, many of the members are also alumni, and so that opportunity to come home, if you wish, is also a drawing factor. But I think a university town in itself, just the vibrancy of the community, and then the other activities that go on. Just as we look at what our performing arts are, that if you might be tagging that to a meeting. Certainly McCain and its performances that are going on. Also what Manhattan Arts Center brings to the community. And I know your next guests today are from Wamego, and certainly the performances at the Columbian are performances and opportunities that, as we work with conferences, to have that regional feel to be able to draw people into our community and give them something that's just a little bit different than what our competitors have to offer, makes Manhattan a desirable destination.
Well, I always, from time to time, get on the website at least once, twice a week to see what's coming up in the events, because you know, there's such a unique blend of activities that goes on from time to time here.
Absolutely. And we encourage our listeners, if you have an event that you know has the potential to bring visitors to our community, our website, visitmanhattanks.org, go to the calendar page. You can click submit an event, and you can put that information in yourself so that we would know what the event name is, the date, the time frame, if there's an admission fee for that. We certainly want our visitors to be able to know what all is going on. We also know that the number one page that people are going to on our website is our calendar of events page, so it's very important that we are at the top of our game of keeping that information up to date and helping our visitors know what's new, different, exciting for them to participate in. So we're glad you're on there twice a week, and we encourage our listeners to check it out for themselves as well to see what they're missing and what is happening here in Manhattan. It's a great community.
That's at least a minimum, because I like to check at the beginning and the end of the week just to make sure that I haven't missed anything.
There you go. That's great.
Great. Anything else, Karen?
No, I just encourage people to bring their friends, tell about all of our many offerings that we have. And again, if you have a meeting that you are responsible for, contact our office at 785-776-8829, and we're here to help you have a great meeting in Manhattan, Kansas.
All right. Well, Karen Hibbard, again, Executive Director with the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We'll preview Oztoberfest coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.